Oh, good morning. Got a good one for you this morning. Yeah. It's the original Gunsmiths. They're getting the band back together. It's John and Jacob.
And we are live. We're here. Thank goodness.
We're here finally.
I'm glad.
We're going to be for the love of auctions at segment one, and it's brought to you by Diamond Gems Tire and Automotive.
That's right. Well, this morning's Gunsmith Show is proud to be sponsored by Diamond Gems Tire and Auto Service Center on Dort Highway in lovely Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol Road. On Dort Highway. So great place to go. Get your tires fixed. Get your new tires, brakes, shocks, struts, all that stuff. Keep you going down these bumpy, bumpy, bumpy roads as straight as possible. And we got a real nice message from Mark Miller. And Jake, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Mark Miller's one of our listeners, and he's very funny. Said he went to a different tire store this past week. And
big mistake.
Well, he said, but he needed air right away. And he walked in. He says, I tried to kid around with these people about, hey, can you fill me up with winter air? And they didn't get it. You know, it just wasn't a warm welcome. So they don't know our Dan jokes. Dan always says that, you know, winter air is on sale this month. So Diamond Jim, so you can reach him at 810-743-4210. That's 810-743-4210. And know that all the Gunsmith Show cars are on the road going smooth and straight, getting us to gun stores all over the state of Michigan all the time, well, as often as...
With tires from Diamond Gems.
With tires from Diamond Gems, you're right. So, Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Happy to be here.
A lot of people have been asking about you. You know, you got a lot of health issues going on with kidney failure and stuff, but you're doing
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Working towards your...
Waiting on a transplant. If anybody's O blood type, let us know.
Yeah.
Healthy and O blood type.
Yeah, there you go. Healthy? Well, you're healthy-ish. From Michigan, so you can only be so healthy this time.
You have to do a certain BMI.
Is that what it is?
It's below a certain BMI and healthy, but we'll take it. We're just looking for an O blood type kidney.
My wife, Jacob's mom, had somebody walk up a couple days ago, and the lady was like in her mid-80s, but she knew what was going on, and she says, Mrs. Smith? Mary said, yes. I'm O positive also. but I think I'm too old to give a kidney. It'd probably kill me. And she's probably right. So, but Jake does need a kidney. If you know anybody that's got one for sale, will let us know.
I don't want to do this in a Mexican hospital.
No, or fly to China to get one. No, we don't want to do that.
I do want to live.
It's from a tilapia. Yeah. all right. So for the theory here is for the love of auctions.
The theme,
because we're going to talk about auctions and estate sales a little bit today, because there's been a couple real big ones pointed out to us in the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're so fun to watch. But the one that really caught Jake's eye was a really cool auction about Jack O'Connor.
So there was. Now, this was... Jack O'Connor's family posted some of his belongings on GunBroker for sale over the past couple weeks. Now, we haven't had a show since you've had shoulder replacement.
Yep.
So we would have covered this earlier, but we wanted to talk a little bit about that auction that went happened.
When it popped up, you were like drooling over it.
I was like, this is incredible.
It's a Jack. Jacob has always been one of those, even as a little kid, he would read the Jack O'Connor big hardcover book we got. North American Hunter. From your dad. Yeah.
Big Game Animals in North America, hardcover, Outdoor Life, Jack O'Connor book.
Yeah.
As a kid, it was an awesome book. And then you start to realize who Jack O'Connor was. And so his family's posting some of the stuff. Now, his 270's not in there because that's in the museum in Idaho.
Yeah.
Wherever.
Or Wyoming.
It's in Idaho at the family museum.
Oh.
And we've done a whole show about that once, and how once a year the family takes it out and lets people shoot their dad's, you know, Model 70,
pre-64,
270, with all the special stock. So,
Jacob loved it so much that he had a custom rifle made, and even when he was fitting a scope to it, he wanted a scope to look era.
Yeah.
So you found an old Leupold. And had it put on, and it had that look. It still has that look. You look at it, and you go, that's a classic Americana rifle
rifle.
You know?
Well,
doesn't have the biggest, fanciest scope on it.
No, but it's a flat 4-power.
Yeah, but it's cool, just all around cool.
So this auction had a lot of his stuff and some of his son's stuff, but there were his Beretta shotguns.
Yeah.
Even he had one of those
I wonder what model Beretta's old.
I don't remember. It was an over and under.
Yeah.
But there was also an Ivor Johnson's, the 9-shot 22 pistols.
Yeah.
Yeah. His Ivor Johnson 9-shot he carried around the farm.
Wow.
Just cool stuff like that that you never realize these types of things happen. And then, and even now and then still, in the terms of, I'll say, gun writers that people are familiar with.
Right.
So you had Jack O'Connor stuff. Every now and then you will see Skeeter Skelton's family selling off some of their guns.
Right.
So right. I try to stay active on a lot of these different handgun hunting pages and to see these things.
Yep.
And a lot of people will say, well, this is Skeeter's 41 Magnum Red Hawk. This is so-and-so Super Black Hawk. Because the families have these estate sales and auctions, and they come with letters of authenticity signed by the wives or the kids.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting tale, and you realize, let's say, for instance, you've got a handgun that, oh, this was actually featured in the March 1982 Guns and Ammo.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was just going
to
say.
It's an interesting factor to have.
Back then, we used to be, they used to push handgun hunting really, really hard back then.
Yeah.
And they'd have a python with a scope on it. And it was a guy out shooting, you know, varmints out west. And I can't remember his name right now, but there's probably 100 people on the radio right now listening, saying, oh, it was whatever, saying his name. But
I think I take this into account the same as, let's say, 10, 20 years from now, like Jerry Mikulek, the special shooter for Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
You know, his family might sell some of his guns after he's gone.
Right.
And it's kind of that same.
Smith & Wesson probably has all the rights to Jerry Mikulek.
Is it the word like prominence? Is that the word I'd be looking for here?
Well, what are the letters called that you get with these things? Letters of
authenticity.
Yeah. And those are important.
So, so that's for gun writers. But the other thing that's going on right now is James Earl Jones. Famous actor.
Our friend Dave Pytosh sent this to us.
Yep. And so Michigan raised up in the little town of Dublin.
And Dublin's near and dear to our heart because we deer hunt there a lot.
Yeah.
Dublin, Michigan is a really, really cool spot. And James Earl Jones is from there.
And so they also put a giant statue up at the Brethren High School. But it's where he was educated up there.
And for those of you who don't know who James Earl Jones is, if you ever watch Dr. Strangelove, he's the only black guy on the B-52, and he's an amazing actor. But he was also like the voice of Darth Vader.
He was in Field of Dreams. He's been in the original Jack Ryan Clear and Present Danger movies. Yep. So
wonderful actor, and very proudly a Michigan native.
I'm pretty sure he has a 50 year acting career, and he passed away. He lived in New York.
Yep.
Well, his family is having a sale on the Checkpoint Charlie website.
But they're not. It's not an auction. It's a sale.
It's a sale.
Yep. So it's an estate sale.
A lot of firearms from his estate. And there are interesting.
What a collection.
What a collection. Never knew, unless I've totally missed this, never would have thought he had a gun thing going on. But he did.
He had an amazing collection, and it's deep.
Yes.
Every page of it, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I think
How did he find these? Eight, nine
pages of firearms.
And you talk like 25 guns on a page, and you're going through these pages, and you're like, this is an amazing collection this guy had. And unfortunately, he lived in New York. So some of the guns had to be New York compliant.
Yeah. So he had a whole collection of Alexander Arms. So fancier AR-15s, which created the 6.5 Grendel, the 50 Beowulfs.
And you and I respect the heck out of those calibers. And he even had Alexander Arms AR in
458 SOCOM, 50 AE. So he had all these different calibers in Alexander Arms. But what's interesting about him in the sale is they are New York compliant bolt action AR-15s.
Isn't that crazy?
Something total. Now, not personally caring about New York compliance here, being in Michigan and having
still
a little more freedoms, it is unique.
Yes.
There was probably, I lost count on the amount of different 1911s in this sale. Everything from 1918 model, from the year 1918.
Yeah.
With the letter showing what government official it came from.
Yeah, 38 with Super 38 1911s.
With target sights.
And they're absolutely perfect.
Yep.
Like, how about the one, the Dixie Gunworks side-by-side 45-70?
Oh, yeah.
You don't see those. That's a gun that would be a great Michigan hunting gun. Side-by-side 45-70?
I've always thought a side-by-side 45-70 or side-by-side 444 Marlin.
Yeah.
It's the perfect Michigan firearm.
Great deer hunting gun. Now, I personally, for down here hunting, we got to come up with our new caliber, you know, our 45-47. We'll call it the Trumpster. And it's going to be 45-70 cut down to 47 millimeters so that it matches into the...
Oh, yeah.
Into the and we could call it the 45-47, the Trump Dominator or something we could call it. And it would be, it would be a hit. At a side-by-side in that, what a deer smacker that would be.
Yeah.
It's like me, the problem I had last year deer hunting, and I went out and I forgot my extra mags at the truck.
Yep.
And I only had three rounds in the gun. I took two rounds to shoot the deer, and I only had one bullet left. I set the gun down. I said, stay. I won't
aim
shoot
high,
you unless I absolutely
aim
have
high
to.
With that handgun. So,
yep. But there were so many cool guns so in
check
this
out,
raffle
so
or
all,
auction.
If you like the prominence of older gun writers and stuff like that, or even just people that are interesting and famous,
yeah,
check out Checkpoint Charlie's right now. They've got the James Earl Jones sale going on. And then always just keep an eye out on some of these auction sites, whether it be local ones, Bid Now, or even Gunbroker or Auction Arms. A lot of these other companies have interesting raffles going. And we've talked before, we've had people on the show, Rock Island Auction House.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huge.
At the Lapeer Gun Show, we were dealing with a guy that was turned over like a huge collection of fully automatic weapons to the Rock Island Auction House in Illinois, and that was a big deal for him because he had like $1 million or $2 million worth of guns he turned over to it to sell.
Is that all?
Yeah. But honestly, Dave Pytosh and I happened to be at Bid Now this week up in Vassar, and they are getting ready to start up another gun auction. So for the love of auctions and raffles and stuff like that, there's always ways to gun shop discreetly by looking at auctions online and look at all these things, but it's kind of like going to the gun store when the weather's really, really bad.
So
the next segment of the show that we're going to talk about SHOT Show, which is exciting.
When we come
Jake
back.
Jake said we can do the whole show on SHOT Show.
Enough
this week,
stuff
Dad.
Came out this year,
man. Lots of stuff, so it's exciting.
Brian just got back from SHOT Show.
He did.
Otherwise.
I got some pictures from out there, but not from Brian. I got it from the underlings, you know, our Eric who's with us. Poor guy, he got out there to SHOT Show. Food poisoning immediately.
Aww.
And he was sick for 2 days. And all the pictures, he looked terrible.
Good thing it's 4 days long.
He looked terrible. Yeah. Then by the end of the show, he was in good shape and sending me pictures with smiles on his face. So glad they're doing okay. So
we'll talk SHOT Show coming up right here on the Gunsmith Show on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Back right after this.